This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Executive Director of Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, about the reports of violence, execution, gunplay in Gaza in the areas controlled by or formerly controlled by Hamas. Who's fighting? The clans. The clans are dominant in parts of the Middle East, and they're dominant no less in Gaza. What the outcome is, well, Jonathan explains. We're not sure. The fighting within the fighting during the ceasefire. Jonathan Schanzer, more of this tonight.
I don't know if they were prepared, John, but I think it's always been a realistic feature of Gaza that clan and family and tribe have played a significant role in the governance of, by the way, not just Gaza, but the Palestinian territories in the West Bank, as well as in places like Lebanon or Jordan or Syria. And so what we're seeing right now, and this, I think, was entirely predictable, but as Hamas gets weaker, these tribes are going to try to exert their authority. They're going to try to project power. This is leading to clashes on the streets. It is simply a grab for power. That is what is happening. Hamas is trying to maintain its power through brutality, through the projection of violence and strength. The question is whether there will be clans or families or tribes that are able to push back and perhaps control certain pockets of territories. We could see at the end of this process different pockets across Gaza controlled by different actors and different entities. In other words, this could be sort of Bantustans across the Gaza Strip